Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out a bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad day, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion check out of Shadoopy. All my friend Nick, I'm around, fight to party. Rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brain's splattered all over Manhattan. Shadoopy. Shagadoo. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4227. I watched this Ole, 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 the South American tour that the Stones filmed. It's on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it. It's pretty cool. You get to, like, go on tour with them. And, I mean, literally just hanging out with Mick and the boys, chilling the most in all these Latin American countries. It's fantastic. The last show they did was Havana, Cuba. First time ever, right? They've ever let a band, like, perform there. And it was a week after Obama was there. Obama was there on, like, the 20th of March, and then 5 days later they had a Stone show. And the Pope got mad about it because it was on Good Friday, and they said, screw the Pope, we're going to do it anyway. And they won. The Stones won the battle, and then they had the concert, and it was quite a scene, I mean to tell you. And they love them down there like you've never seen. In Argentina, they love them more than anybody on earth. Like, they literally are obsessed with the Rolling Stones. And, like, you, like, literally, like, nothing you've ever seen. That when they are live, when they play in, like, Buenos Aires, are you kidding me? It's a scene like nothing. Like, it's like a wave of humanity. There's literally 100,000 people at the concert, and they're going absolutely ape shack for them. It's pretty cool. I've seen them about 20 times. I want to see them at East Rutherford on August 1st or 5th, and I, at this point, I don't have tickets, and 34C's, it would appear to me, going to leave me over it. She's already planning on leaving me because I don't have Stones tickets. I don't know what to do. I'm really in a desperate situation. Anyway, I was hoping, Mafia, remember we went to the Guns N' Roses and Carver High. We all got into that one. How the hell? Oh, we knew Slash. There you go. I don't know. I wish I knew Keith Richards. Can someone explain to me how that guy's still alive? Seriously, like two packs a day, he's like 80, and he's still jamming and partying. I mean, he just cranks the cigarettes like no one I've ever seen. I mean, just all day, every day. And like when they have a concert, he smokes like five packs. Have you ever seen him live when he just chain smokes? It's just unbelievable. He and Ronnie Wood just can't stop smoking. Meanwhile, they're 100, and they live through all of it. It's crazy. I wanted to say that watching this guy Leonard celebrating for the Blazers, like in the first half, watching him like throw his arm around and fist pump and celebrate and like get excited is really one of the most embarrassing things I've seen in a while in sports. Like, bro, you're down 3-0. The series is over. It doesn't even matter if you win tonight. It's such a foregone conclusion. Stop acting like it matters. Like, he's cheering on everybody like it's like they have a shot. Like, it's over, right? It doesn't even matter if they lose tonight. I mean, this thing's so over, it's not even funny. In fact, they'll probably still win tonight.
Yeah, they'll probably still win tonight. This dude's got, what, 25 in the first half here?
Who, Leonard?
Yeah.
It's most of any game in his career. He's already outscored his career high in the first half.
Well, good for him. Well, at least somebody showed up for him in the series. Jonathan Davis does NHL radio on Sirius. He's going to join us at 40 past this very hour. Kurt Helin will join us at 11 from NBC to talk about Magic Johnson and this game tonight. Magic Johnson spoke out today about Rob Pelinka, basically. Do you remember when I was on this show? Like, I told you this story, right? Weeks ago, I told you that's why he walked out. That guy was talking Shaq about him to Genie busts his ear the whole time he was there, right? So he's been there talking bad about Magic, right? And then he caught wind of it, and he just quit that day. He's like, I'm out of here. I don't need this.
And I guess the stories now are all coming out how Magic basically was never around.
Yeah.
You know, and that was like his deal. Like, he told Genie, he's like, I ain't going to be around much, but I still want to make all the decisions. I want to make all the calls, but you're not going to find me, like, hanging around the office or anything.
But that doesn't
you know?
Make any sense at all. You just can't. You just can't do that.
This goes to what we've talked about for weeks. The structure there right now is awful. I mean, you got Rambis and the wife hanging around. Palinka, Magic was there.
This guy Harris. I mean, I don't even know who that is.
There's way too many.
Tim Harris.
I forget who we had on last week. One of the guests we had on last week said, like, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. Somebody said that, and that is clearly what's going on here.
Was it Powell to the people?
Maybe either him or Mitch or the guy Kyle Goon we had. Somebody said.
Maybe it was Goon.
There's too many cooks in the kitchen. It's just that simple.
I've been telling you the story, though, for weeks that it was about Palinka backstabbing him. And then it came out today that that's why he quit. But, of course, your boy denied it all. Oh, my God. Curry just hit like a 50-foot shot. I mean, honestly, it was out by the logo at midcourt. Shoot it. Shoot it. At the buzzer. Oh, it hit the rim.
And this game was like 10 a second ago, and now it's a four-point game going to the half. This game, this thing is over tonight.
I don't know. We'll see. If Leonard has 100 in the game, they might have a shot. He's celebrating the first half. Nothing like celebrating the halftime score. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it, at some point? So anyway, can it get any worse in Lakerland? The Blues are one step from the Cup Finals as they blow out the Sharks in San Jose yesterday. They can clinch a matchup with the Bruins tomorrow night in St. Louis. Will the Blues end it tomorrow night? Carver High, they beat them so bad in San Jose. I said to Mafia driving in, I think it's over.
And
I think
now,
the Blues are going to the finals.
And now it seems like they've got a ton of injuries. It seems like Carlson, Hurdle, Pavelski. There's a chance all these guys might not even play tomorrow night. Like, there's a tough scene for the Sharks here going into St. Louis.
So run to the window on the Blues?
Maybe. Who knows? But we've seen crazy stuff in these playoffs, right?
It got shaky at times on the back nine on Sunday, but Brooks Koepka completes the wire-to-wire, belly-to-belly Bethpage win in the PGA Championship for the Forellemaker Trophy. His second consecutive PGA Championship and fourth major overall in the last eight majors. He's won four of them. How about that? Despite becoming one of the best golfers on the planet the last few years, why does no one care about Brooks Koepka? How about when he dissed his girlfriend before the round and wouldn't kiss her? She was hot, too. I would have made out with her in a minute.
That's a wife, I believe. But I saw that.
Is that his girlfriend? I think it's his
girlfriend. Wife, whatever
it is. It's a girlfriend.
But, like, he, like, gave her the stiff arm a couple times there walking out to the course.
The drive-by.
And then he started, like, playing poorly. I'm like, oh, he's taking he's bringing his personal life out to work here. This is no good. But he had such a big lead that even though he was not getting it done, you know, he had that stretch from like 7 through 15 or 16 where he was just brutal, bogeyed a ton of holes. But he had such a big lead, it didn't matter. And then DJ, when he did get close enough, he then bogeyed
right.
a couple holes.
And then it was like it went from 9 to 7 to 9 to 6. He
right.
was 6 under. So I had it on a lot, but I'll be honest with you. I was never into it. I thought it was the worst major ever. Yeah. Like, I just did not get into it. It was boring as hell to me.
I think it's part of it is him. It's him.
Maybe. So you're saying he drags us all down?
I think he does.
Deontay Wilder lays out Dominic Brazier with a one-punch blast to his skull, and that was it. Lights out. I told you, I mean, not that I know anything, but I told you the entire buildup to this thing was a joke. The guy's a bum. He's a hack, and he's absolutely worthless. He's had two fights in his career that mattered. He got knocked out in both of them. Once in the sixth or seventh round, the other one in the whatever it was, first round. Was this a first-round knockout? I thought so. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was. It was like 2 minutes in. Just pathetic.
It was just the most embarrassing. That's what's wrong with boxing. And then they got Fury on ESPN today bragging about, I'm the only guy that beat him, and he didn't beat him either. Even though he did beat him, I was there. He owned that fight, but he got knocked out twice. Once in the 12th round, the money round. I can't give that to him, that fight. It's a draw at best.
Look, Saturday night showed you again, enough with these hacks that these guys keep fighting. Unless Wilder fights either Joshua or if he fights Fury again, because he really should fight Fury again after that first one. If he's not fighting one of those two guys, I don't want to hear the guy's name. Stop fighting these bums.
Right, he just fights bums all the time.
Enough.
But then he brags about how great he is. He never fights anyone that matters.
I don't
want to
hear
it anymore. All right, our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Gary Sanchez with a three-run bomb in the top of the ninth with two outs and two strikes, I believe, to left field, a rope. And that's that. They were down 6-1 in that game, and he just cranked a line drive homer to left inside the foul pole, and that's that. 10-7 Yankees. They were down 6-1. All I know is I picked it up when it was like 7-5, and then they got the Gleyber Torres homer, and then I don't even know how they scored the seventh run. I know it was Gardy, Gardy party, little Gardy party. Oh, look at your boy Sanchez roping one out to left. I love it. That guy's been hitting a lot of home runs lately. Right?
He has. That's another. Listen, no game's over there, especially a Yankee-Oriole game. I mean, it was 6-1 in, I think, the sixth inning, and they've climbed back all the way now to take the lead.
And then Chapman's coming in. Hello.
Orioles had some misplays in the field, too, but look, they're a bad baseball team. Got to take advantage.
Are you surprised that
They've lost half their team and they've won like 25 out of 30.
Actually,
yes.
That Van Wagenen didn't fire Mickey Callaway after getting swept by the Marlins.
I was a little surprised. I thought that when they got swept that he was going to get the hook last night. Yeah, I really did.
But then he gives him a vote of confidence today?
Yeah, look, you got to also remember you're dealing with somebody that
has no idea what he's doing.
I mean, possibly.
I mean, he's honestly.
This is, it's somebody.
It's no different than Rob Pelinka.
Yeah, he's in a position that he doesn't know what he's doing either. So
it's the same guy in a different sport.
An agent running a baseball team.
Well, they're all learning their lesson now in pro sports. You don't let the agent run the team because the agent's going to ruin it all. You know what the agent is? They're absolute BSers is what they are. They're the greatest manipulators and negotiators and you know, BS artists that are on the face of the earth. Is that not right? I mean, honestly. What do these guys do for a living? They kiss ass, don't they? And run errands. Isn't that what they do? They do whatever they can to get that money from that athlete in their pocket. Those points, right? That's it. I mean, they are the ultimate BSers on the face of the earth, these agents. I mean, they suck up to these athletes like nobody's business. Dana in Calgary, Pharrell Alberta, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, that tune you played to start off your show, that was the best rendition of that song I've ever heard.
You like that?
Oh, it was awesome.
I thought it was awesome. I told Mafia to play. I said, give me live only rock and roll Stones. Find me a live clip of that, and he did. So I was watching it tonight. I love the Stones.
That was crazy good. You should go on tour with them.
I wish I could. You know, I've always believed, in my view, not that I know anything, I really don't. I'm sure that everyone will disagree with me, but I think they're the greatest rock and roll band ever.
Well,
I really do.
They're in the top three for sure of everybody's choice. Like, well,
and who,
choice,
and who would those be? And who would those be?
Sorry?
Who would the three be?
Well, for me?
Yeah.
The Stones,
right,
for sure,
right,
in the top three. The number one, I'm going to have to go with, this is going to sound crazy, Elton John.
Yeah, that's not happening. Elton John's fantastic. There's no denying Elton John's greatness, but he's not the greatest rock and roll band ever. I'm sorry. Anyway, what's the second one?
Well, he started in 75. He's still going. So
I'll give him that, but he's not the greatest rock and roll band ever. He's incredible. He's a solo artist is what he is. Anyway, what else? Who's the other band?
I'm going to have to go with Kiss.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. I mean, a lot of people love them. I know B-Comp loves Kiss. I could never go there. I mean, honestly. The reason why I would say they're the best is longevity, right? So the fact that they are still jamming. I mean, what are they, 75 years old? And I mean, they are still jamming. They put on sold-out, blowout, Coliseum concerts with, you know, 80,000 people every time they perform. and it's just a scene. It is like nothing else. Who's better? Like, I used to love Led Zeppelin and everything like that, but how long did they last? They didn't stay together, right? Then they argued and fought and broke up 15 times. It doesn't cut it for me. I'm sorry. I loved them. They were great. You just cannot argue with the Rolling Stones. I mean, how can you argue that? Who's better? I want to know who's better. Carver High, who do you think?
Well, look, I'm not a big Stones fan.
Okay,
so you're not
you don't have to be a Stones fan to acknowledge their greatness as a band, rock and roll band.
Of course, they're a great rock and roll band, and I don't particularly care for them. But everybody has their own preference.
So who do you think the best rock and roll band is of all time?
I'm not gonna sit here. I mean, my taste is different than everybody else's, so I'm not gonna.
So who's your favorite rock and roll band of all time? It's under too much pressure at this
too
point.
Too many that I like. I can't put one
he's
over
under,
the other.
You can
I
see that he's
between,
under.
Between there's the early days of my life. There's the middle. There's Guns. There's Metallica. There's things.
I like
early
all
in my
those
life.
Bands.
There's, nowadays, you know, Foo Fighters are good. There's so many, but that's not all time. So it's hard. There's too many. It's more generations of my life than right.
Mafia.
Than
do you have a choice as the best rock and roll band ever?
I mean, if you're just going to go off longevity, then you're going to go Stones. I mean, I was a huge Beatles fan. I mean, not obviously long before I grew up, but still I could appreciate them. You know, you mentioned Led Zeppelin, Metallica, Guns N' Roses. You know, the problem is so many of them that are incredible, so many of them that are so talented, like you say, they have huge egos and don't hang around too long because eventually they all get in each other's way and they get in each other's throats and it's done. But somehow
like
Stones
that.
Have you know, gone through.
I like, I'll put Metallica in there in terms of rock and roll bands that I've seen 30 times. I've seen them both 30 times. And I would agree with Guns N' Roses. But they, you know, while it was happening, right, they were together for a short time.
Right.
And they were so incredible, it's not even funny. And when they played that concert that we all went to at the Meadowlands, that was just unbelievable. It really was a great concert. It was just a lot of fun, I got to tell you. Now, I know a lot of people would choose a lot of other bands. I would also put in mine, I would put Pink Floyd. I just thought seeing them live was just the greatest thing ever. I mean, I just thought they were fantastic. I saw them twice live, and it was great. I ate a ton of mushrooms. Wait, are we on the air? Check. One. Check one, two. I got to tell you, I went to I saw Dave Matthews once with, I didn't want to go at all. I went under protest, and 34C took me with all her friends, and she didn't know that before the concert, like, I took them all out to this fancy restaurant in Manhattan, this high-end restaurant, a bunch of people to dinner. My friend was the chef. Remember Down by the Garden? Remember Sam Mafia?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And so I went in they're like, we're going to the concert now. I go, hold on, I got to run to the bathroom. I went in the bathroom, I ate a bunch of mushrooms. I'm in the bathroom eating mushrooms. And then I came back out, and they're like, God, what were you doing in there? I'm like, I had to bust off a yam. I go, I'm better now, though. An hour later, I'm at the Dave Matthews concert.
Seen him a bunch of times, too.
Dripping my face off. It was the best concert I've ever been to. No, I'd say the other best band I've ever seen live, even though I've never really liked them that much, but I've seen them live 13 times because I was on mushrooms, was the Grateful Dead. Love their concerts live, even though everybody has body odor.
Yeah, I feel like you got to be high to really enjoy that.
If you like patchouli oil and body odor, they're the band to see, I got to tell you. Nothing like peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Whenever I listen to them and I'm sober, I'm like, is this song over yet? Is this still going on?
You cannot put anyone in their league, the Rolling Stones, I'm telling you.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, you can literally smell the finals in hoops and hockey. PharrellOnTheBench.com is ready. Are you? Get the best picks, the best price. Buck a day, son. Every play, every game, every day. In an email format, picks are ranked. You're going to love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Jonathan Davis does NHL radio on Sirius, and he's on the bench to talk about the remaining situation in the West, and of course the Bruins on idle waiting in the East for the Cup Finals to start. I think you told me it was Saturday night, is that right, Carver High? Monday night, Memorial Night it starts. All right, so let's talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, how you doing, buddy? Carver High reminded me that I met you in Vegas back in the day when you were working at Penthouse. God bless you.
those were good times, and we were both a lot younger and a little less gray.
I believe that. I also told Carver High that I've literally, I mean, I've had such a relationship, believe it or not, with that magazine over the years. Like, it's the craziest thing. Like, not only have I been in it a bunch of times, but I know, like, hundreds of the girls that have been in it. And it's just a disaster for my marriage that I know. Like, wherever I go, I'll run into these chicks, right? And wherever, Vegas, New York, L.A., wherever I am, I run into these chicks, these porn stars, and they all know me by name. And it's just the most embarrassing thing ever, but I love it.
You know, I had to, you know, my wife, when we met Bob Guccione years ago, she just had to make sure that I was only writing and not posing.
Right. I got to tell you, though, what a cool dude. And that, I mean, that back in the day, that was, it was a lot of fun, I got to tell you. And then when I was at Howard Stern, it was even more prevalent. They were in there like every day of the week. And it was just crazy. All right. So before I get fired, let's talk about hockey. I got to tell you. I just said to the guys in here that if it's no offense, I'm not trying to be mean, but there's nothing to that St. Louis Boston. I think the Blues are going to finish them off. I thought they kicked their ass the other night. Like, I don't know how you recover from that kind of beating in your own barn. I know they're going to be desperate, but they're banged up. I don't think they can win, and I just think the final looks like, for me personally, a disaster. I have absolute, and I'm a huge hockey fan. I have no interest in it at all whatsoever. I have less interest in that than I did the PGA Championship.
Oh, man.
I'm being honest. You know,
no, and your point is fair. And so let's talk about, you know, a couple of points that you just made. You know, coming back, it would not be a problem. You know, I think, you know, teams and players really have short-term memories come the playoffs. And I don't think, you know, I don't think there's really any momentum from one game to the next. But in saying that, you know, this team, as you pointed out, San Jose, is just so banged up. And we don't know who's playing. I mean, even, you know, Erik Karlsson, at best, is 50%, and we don't know if Thomas Hertl has a concussion. We don't know what the injury is to Joe Pavelski. And so if those three guys can't go, well, that becomes a really tall order against this Blues team. And that doesn't even include, you know, a guy like Evander Kane, Scott. He's only had points in three of his last 16 games, and I have to believe that ever since he dropped the gloves with Ryan Reeves back in that Vegas series, I think he suffered an injury. There's just something wrong with him. So it is a tall order. And with respect to, yeah, if it's St. Louis and San Jose, or St. Louis and Boston in the finals, I totally get it. I mean, the league really needs San Jose, Boston to draw eyeballs. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm being straight up with you. Like, I don't really, that's not my problem. I really don't sit around worrying about network television suits and their ratings problems and if they're going to make money or not, these people living in mansions. That's the least of my concern. People are always talking about that. Oh, there won't be anybody watching because it's just not appealing in those markets. I don't care about all that. All I know is that it just the matchup itself, let's say it's those two, Blues and Bruins. I mean, Carver High sold me on, they've never won it before, so I'll root for them. Fair enough. And then Boston wins every championship in every sport now, every year, every single season of every sport. I mean, Christ, lacrosse, they're probably going to win too, and indoor hockey or indoor volleyball, swimming. What else do they win? All I'm saying is, there's something about it that's unappealing to me. Like, oh, the Blues are playing the Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final. I think it's time to go golfing or something.
I think it's a fair point. I totally understand it. I mean, look, you know, it's I've been pretty honest about it, you know, throughout the playoffs that you know, as much as, look, St. Louis is a great story for the people in St. Louis. It's not a great story for the NHL and widespread appeal. I totally understand that, and I agree with you there. And people, yeah, look, people are sick of Boston and winning. But Boston and San Jose, I think that, you know, there's definitely some bigger names, at least on the San Jose side. You'd have the Joe Thornton story. That would be first and foremost. And, you know, and so it would be an appeal. But, yeah, look, at the end of the day, full marks to what St. Louis has done and how they've turned things around because, man, Scott, that team was a real dumpster fire back in January. And, yeah, they were in last place in the NHL back then. But the other thing was is that they were just team turmoil. I mean, these guys were just bitching at each other on the bench. And really, kind of, you know, right around the trade deadline, they had a huge for sale sign. And as they say, sometimes the best deal you make is the one that you don't.
Do you think Jonathan Davis with us from NHL Radio? Do you think anyone on the face of the earth literally can name one player on the Blues team? I mean, honestly, what? No, they can't. There is not one player that. No, Tarasenko, my ass. Like, if I ask my wife, tell me one player, or even my buddy, or tomorrow I'll play basketball in the morning and I train with this dude on my team and we shoot for a half hour, 45 minutes. Thousands of jumpers. I'll go, hey, name one player on the St. Louis Blues, and he won't be able to do it. I'll bet my life on it. I'll bet $100,000 he can't name one player. And they've been on TV every night for 2 months. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, that's why I say the league is really hoping that San Jose can find a way to piece itself together, get their three stars that hurt in Game 5 and find a way to play and force a Game 7 and win it. There's no question. There is very little, if any, star appeal on the St. Louis Blues. So that's, you know, hey.
Do you think that with the injuries that they have, and we know for a fact Hurdle got his bell rung, so don't tell me he's okay. And then Carlson can't even skate now. Don't tell me he's okay. So you're going to, like, not you, but anyone's going to try to sell me that they're going to be just fine tomorrow night in St. Louis playing that game after they just got tarred and feathered by him in their own building. I'm not buying it because I've been on the Sharks literally the entire season. At the beginning of the season, I went on record on this show as picking the Sharks to go to the Stanley Cup Finals with Carlson. That was the only reason. I said, they got Carlson. They're already good. They're going to go over the top now. Sure enough, here they are playing for it. I don't think they're going to get there. I think they're in big trouble tomorrow night.
Oh, they're absolutely in big trouble tomorrow night. And they're going to need Martin Jones to really be their best player. There's no question. He has to be really, really good. And you still, look, you've got a guy like Logan Couture who has been one of the best clutch performers in the playoffs. It just, you know, I just don't know if that's, I doubt it's going to be enough. I mean, you just look at the way, you know, how banged up this team is, and they're really going to have, it's really going to have to be a matter of will over skill for the Sharks to go on, win Game 6 and Game 7.
Jonathan Davis with us on NHL Radio. You know, I think the Bruins have played the best hockey of anyone, including the Blues, in the playoffs. They've been so incredible and on fire. 7 straight going out. They swept Carolina. They're sitting home chilling the most. We all know the story. Are they going to lose their mojo between the 11 days, which, you know, is highly likely? It's a very tough thing to do, to be that hot and then to shut it down and then have your little Femi morning skate that does nothing for anybody. It's a waste of time. All I'm telling you is, do you think that, because I think they've been the best team in the NHL. I think they're better. But I got to be honest with you, the thing that will appeal to me is that I think the Blues have actually played, you know, better hockey overall against, like, tougher teams. I think that, you know, after they got past Toronto, it's been a walk in the park for Boston. And I think that the Blues are tougher, ready, like, battle-tested for this. I think they have a shot to beat them. I actually think they have a shot.
Well, they do. But, I mean, you know, the only thing that I think that the biggest issue for the Blues is, you know, how healthy are they going to be coming into that series? Because you have to believe that there's a lot of wear and tear on those bodies for the St. Louis Blues. I mean, they've gone through, you know, multiple physical series, including this one in San Jose. And now they haven't been on the worst of it. You know, it doesn't look like, you know, they haven't had anyone out of the lineup, but they have to believe that they're pretty banged up. Look, the biggest question for Boston is, you know, can Tuukka Rask continue to be Tuukka Rask of, you know, what we've seen through 3 rounds of the playoffs, and having that 10, 11 days off is a killer. But the one thing with Boston, Scott, is that the Bruins are just one of them. I mean, they are just so professional, and their leadership group is outstanding. I mean, and they can win any type of hockey game. You want to skate and play a pillow fight like they did against Toronto, they'll beat you. You know, Columbus tried to run them out of the building. Sorry, not going to work. Carolina, just not good enough. So I don't know. You know, maybe there's a little rust in Game 1. For Boston, wouldn't surprise me, but I almost wonder if just the fatigue that the Blues have been through and how rough their series have been, maybe that equals some things out.
So I don't know if you saw that, the world's going on and everything. Did you see that English team not get relegated and they won that game today or something? Was it today? I watched them win and they went crazy. That was pretty cool.
Today. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. I mean, hey, that's, you know, it's people kind of forget about the World Championships, and understandably so during the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, you know, hey, maybe there's a little more intrigue with what our potential matchup may be. Always good seeing, especially guys, look, you have a chance right now to watch guys like Patrick Kane and Jack Hughes on the U.S. side.
Right.
And Team Canada's got a pretty solid team as well.
Do you, last question, I got 1 minute respectfully. Do you think the Penguins are going to do this alleged deal with Phil Kessel that's been rumored to Arizona? Are you buying any of that?
I'm buying it. I'm buying it from the standpoint of something that I've talked about for a while on my show. You know, they need to move, you know, they need to make some changes on that roster. Phil's got the relationship with Rick Tocchet. The Coyotes need scoring. It would be a good fit.
Mafia, did I take you to the, I think it was Lou that I took to the penthouse Super Bowl party. Was that you or Mafia? It was Lou that went? I took Lou to the penthouse Super Bowl party. Let's just say, Jonathan, last thing I'll leave you with, I went to that party, and then I remember leaving that party with no clothes on. I just wanted to say
that's
that.
That's a little too much information.
Well, it was a few Super Bowls ago, but it was in a different time. But I had a lot of fun at that party, I have to admit, and I don't remember what happened to any of my clothes, but I know the cab driver was shocked when I got in the cab, start raving naked at 3 in the morning. Anyway, Jonathan, great stuff tonight. We'll catch you on NHL Radio, brother. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Great catching up with
my man, Jonathan Davis, whose wife wanted to leave him after he started working at a penthouse. These things happen. Got to tell these chicks, man. I'm trying to make a living over here with all these hotties all over me. I can't do anything except try to make a living, honey. So I'm going to go to the penthouse photo shoot today. No one will be wearing any clothes, but I'm just going to be there doing my job. You can count on that, honey, I swear.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.